on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you. We've got a couple of meetings today, Muswellbrook, and we've got Lismore as well. And don't forget, in the whip around 11 o'clock this morning, we'll be catching up with the trainers and jocks there to look at this as well. But Muswellbrook, first cab off the rank, fine at a good four. Gary Hardy with me. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, mate. Very good. Pulled up okay after the Everest-Kosciuszko day. Took me a day to get over it, even though I'm a non-drinker. But, no, mate, really looking forward to beautiful weather in the Hunter today. 31 degrees or so at Muswellbrook. Still no rain. We say it every day, but one day it'll happen, but I don't know when. Nice little program Dwayne's put together here. And a couple of odds on shots, but they both look winners. Maybe you can have it all up there, as I used to call it. Mate, just I'd only take 30 seconds before we go on. Pat Wentz has contacted me. You know Pat is involved with Racing Mates.
Yep.
And what Racing Mates is about is to help people in the racing industry, like strappers, apprentices, jockeys, float drivers.
Anyone,
right? And anyone who can need a bit of help, someone to talk to. Pat and his wife, Chrissy, are terrific with people like that. Anyway, after the Scone meeting, it'll be on Saturday, the next day, Scone Race Friday, Saturday between 9 and 10, a free barbecue at the track at Scone. Any participant, anyone with anyone at all that would like to come along can come along between 9 and 10. Pat will be there, and anyone who wants to have a private talk with him. Things mightn't be going that well. We've had a few incidents recently. We lost one young lady a couple of months ago. And, you know, they want to help people. Mm. So if you need to sit down and talk to someone, Pat's the person. But just come along and mingle on Saturday morning between 9 and 10.
Yeah, great idea and a wonderful initiative. All right, now the first today, 11 Outer Steps out, along with 16 Spanish Missile, 17 the Spruker and 18 Kenny Wynn. Now, those in the market here, number 15, Swordsman, 370, 10 more than a Samba, 460, 7, Mr. Polo, 550 with 9, Bensei, 550, 6, Honey Elise, 7, and 8, Alafira, 850, double figures after that.
10, 15, 7, and 6, Sean. I made this the best bet. I didn't want to tip the odds on ones as the best bet. So, more than a Samba. He's a 5-year-old, having his first start for Stephen Jones from Scone. He was with David Payne. He had 10 starts for 2 placings. I thought he went terrific in a recent trial. Bullock trialled him, and he led all the way, and he just let him handle to the line. He was very, very good in that trial, and that trial was at Muswellbrook. Bucko rides him today, more than a Samba. Aaron probably wouldn't have been able to make the 55, so Bucko's on him, and I think he'd be very hard to beat. Number 15, Swordsman, for Paul Perry. Paul had a treble on Saturday at Newcastle. This bloke trialled nicely at Gosford the other day. Got a bit of speed. Number 7 for 3rd, Mr. Polar. He was very green his first prep. He had 2 placings in 3 runs. Charlie Porter's got him at Newcastle. He's back at the races today. I think he can run a place at least. And number 6, Honey Elise. It'll get back a bit, but it'll run on well. 10, 15, 7 and 6.
On our race 2, put out 4 Steamboat Sally. This is an open race. 5 buyers of Brinker, 280. 2 Rise to Fame, 440. 1 Constantine, 460. 6 Titan S, $5. 7 Master of the Turf, 6. The other one, George 2, $16 for the favourite. 5 Miser Brinker, 280.
Yeah, well, Steamboat Sally was a good thing, I thought. Now, it's come out. I'm going with Rise to Fame. Now, you might know, and a lot of people might know, Mick Addard. Mick is a Sydney boy. And he's been in Rockhampton for decades up there. He was an apprentice jockey, I think, in Sydney. Anyway, he's still got Rockhampton in Racing Australia, but I ran into him the other day at Wong. I think he's at Warwick Farm. He was apprentice to Paul Kay years ago. And Mick said to me, he said, I'll tell you how long since I've been to Wyong. Johnny Tapp was the course caller. I said, hell, that is a long time. And the horse, Rise to Fame, number 2 he's got. Got beat about 4.5 lengths. ISO Rich run second. So it was a classy race. His Queensland form's okay. Yallaga beat a length and a quarter to Sienna Rose at Eagle Farm in September. And in August on the Gold Coast, he got the two lengths to Fredolino, an ex-Newcastle horse. So I'm going to have a throw at the stumps here. Gibbo rode him the other day. He's on him again today. Two rides to fame to win. Number five for second, Moser Brinker. Getting back to a little bit of form. Number seven for third, which is Master of the Turf. He's a bit in and out, but his last run was all right. And number six, Titanus. 2-5-7-6.
All right, the next event, we put out number three, Young Cranick, 11, Skullcap, 17, Frisky Miss, 18, Miler. Now, the favourite one, Elgin, it's $1.65, 10, Chasing Comets, $5, 9, Our Epi, $9, and then 14 or better the rest.
Seriously, Sean, he's got lengths and lengths on him if he produces his best, Elgin. He's an Australian bloodstock horse. Three of the owners are great friends of mine. Old Newcastle Knights legend, Andrew Johns, Danny Badiris, Mark Hughes. They're all in the ownership with a lot of others, including the man who looks after my swimming pool, Josh Scrice. He's in the ownership as well. Look, they bought the horse off Lloyd Williams. He's a New Zealand bred horse. Lloyd only gave him the one start. He's been with Chris Lees for, I think, seven runs, and he's been placed twice, and he's run five fourths. The other day at Newcastle, first up, the Iron Elvezio, he got beat a length and a half. None of these horses could get that close in that race. And that's why he's so short. He looks a grade above him. Aaron Bullock rides him, 59 on his back. He's well placed here. Number 10 for second, Chasing Comets. Its form's been okay for P. Perry. It could run into a place. Number 9 for third, Al Epi. Got good speed. Luke Thomas, he won a double at Warhope at the weekend, the Musselbrook boy. Luke Thomas got a bad alley. But Gibbo's on it and got a chance. And number 14, Shimmering Light. 1, 10, 9 and 14.
Right, 12, Lady Darla comes out of the next. Now, 1, Arabellini, 310, 5, Dundee, 440, 4, Oliver Rock, 460. Number 8, Chapman's Peak, 480, and then double figures.
I like Dundee here, by Dundee, of course. The 1750 will suit. We're in a really good race at Newcastle in an 1850 back in May. The John O'Shea's horse, Cottenham. I think a beat a length and a quarter. It's had two runs, 1,300, 1,400. Now getting to a trip that suits. Put it on top, Dundee, for Bucko. He's flying, Bucko. Number four, Oliver Rock, a really good run at Newcastle. Wasn't beaten far in a better field than this. If it runs the 1750, he's got a big oak for Luke Cumberland. One, Arabellini, a German horse, who's with John Cooper at Gosford. One, well at Port the other day. And number seven, Shivakani, a place oak. 5-4-1-7.
1, Christo, 2, Akachita, number 8, Dart Street, and 10, Time Stalker comes out of the fifth event. Now, 4, Bide Rubik, $1.85, 7, Perfect Peace, $3.70, 5, Mahogany Bay, $3.90, 6, Control the Witness, $8, then 13 or longer.
Only a small field here, but Bright Rubik looks a good thing, or Rubik, by Rubik, won at Musselbrook the other day and won easy. Was up running third in the field of 14, hit the front of the 275 and bolted in. Formerly trained in Sydney, it runs second behind Bellevue Hill in the Black Oval preview. It's come back home to the Ramsey Stud, Tarunga. Johnny Stewie's son's training the horse, doing a great job. Digger rides it again, McClellan, he rode it the other day. Bit of a slight rising class, but should be too good for them. Number seven for second, Perfect Peace, Chris Lees. Got up on the boo at Tamworth at double figure odds. Can improve. Number five, Mahogany Bay, landed a plunger the other day. Goes okay. And number six, Control the Witness. 4-7-5-6.
All right, we go to the final event, race seven. And here, scratchings, six machines.
Hang on, race six.
Oh, sorry, I've clicked over to the wrong one here, guys.
I know, I'm making you run late.
No, I've jumped the gun here, that's all right. Now we go seven all day and eight Bride Rubik. Come out of the sixth event. Number nine, Dodecanese is $2.30, 2 Mill City, $3.50, 3 Element Power, $4.80, and then it's double figures after that.
Open race, I went 2.93 and 4. Now, Mill City, an ex-Kiwi mare, but she's been with Chris Lees for a few preparations. Edward Trosby owns it. A great fella, Edward. He owns the big abattoirs up near Singleton, and, of course, he's Dave's son. So he races in the Trosby colours. Of horses like Lovely Jubbly, Sharp As, and Costa de Largo, you know, and plenty of others. So I thought her trial the other day was a beauty. She's won 2 out of 8 with 2 placings. She trialed at Cessnock behind Calabasas. On that trial, I think she can win. Number 9 for second, Dodek, and he's hit trial nicely too for Fee Perry. Got a fair barrier, bullet to ride, 3 ultimate power, quiet trial. Gibbo's on it. It'll give us sight. Stablemate of Mill City. And number 4, Tennessee Man. 2-9-3-4.
All right, 4 Miss Gigi, number 8, 5 behind, 9 Cash Factor and 13 Miss Powder Keg come out of the last. Number 5, Fascinato, 350. 2 Miss Wicked Nikki, 380. 12 Little Miss Nick, $5. 3 Mossway, 7. 7 Dark Elixir, 8. Number 10, Lingalonga Lass at 9, then out to 13 or better.
Mate, I'm going with Fascinato. The other day at Temple, it bloomed up in the straight, and it was going to win about 200 or a little bit less from out. From the finish, I don't know what happened, whether its run had ended or I thought it was going to win via length. Anyway, it ended up running third behind Sausalito. Miss Wicked Dicky run second, and this horse was only beaten a length. Maybe it was because he was home track. He might have even shied at the winning post or things like that. But I'm giving him another hope. He's in a terrific stable with Luke Morgan. Hasn't got a lot in work, but he's having a great season. Plus, Donato, it's a mare by Bernardini, Greg Ryan to ride. Number 2, Miss Wicked Nicky, going like a bomb at the moment. Big win at Gunnedah after that second to Sausalito. Jake Tracy rides for Bruce Parker, the Gilgandra trainer. It's a big chance. Number 12, Little Miss Nick. Way down in the weight. Bucko's riding. Don't be surprised if they don't run a big race. He's got the ability. On a home track, and 3 Moss Ray. Best bet of the day, mate. I'll get out of your road pretty quick. Race 1, number 10, more than a samba. Beautiful day. Good place to go racing if you can't be there. I hope you're back a winner when you're at home or in the pad or in the pubs or clubs.
Good on you, Gary. We'll look forward to hearing your late mail throughout the day today.
Good as going, mate. Talk to you later in the week.
All right, mate, from Musselbrook, and a great day's racing there. In just a moment, Gary Cleese will join us for Lismore. It's 20 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.